Following Jesus isn't easy. That's an understatement, especially when it comes to the persecuted church. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Many members of the Sudanese church live as exiles, but their hope is sure. We'll take a closer look at what that means today. And what's a creative access country? What does that mean for the mission field? We'll answer those questions in a few minutes. But first, two Sudanese pastors, a Czech Christian aid worker and their companion, went missing a year ago this week in Sudan. Turns out they were arrested, and their crimes varied, but they were state charges punishable by the death penalty. That's life for Christians at a macro level in Sudan. So what's it like for them at a micro level? Well, we asked Reverend Kuku to get that answer, but his current ministry is in the U.S. because he had to seek asylum. He, like so many other Sudanese Christians, is in exile. However, their hope is sure.
We believe that the Holy Spirit is in control, is working. And we believe, as Christians, that Christianity is based on suffering. So the church is flourishing in Sudan.
Persecution? Check. Hostility? Check. Underground church? Double check.
The church is growing. There will come a day when those people who are believing in secret, they will come up publicly and Sudan will again be for Jesus. This is what I believe.
Pray that those who remain would be bold in planting the seeds. From there, like they did when Reverend Kuku began his work back in Sudan, people understand that
the way who's Jesus is the way that takes them to eternal life. So they decided to follow Jesus.
Next, as awareness grows of the challenges that soldiers face when re-entering civilian life, hopefully care options will too. Question is, should spouses of soldiers struggling with transition difficulties also receive care?
Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, there has to be care for the spouse, self-care, understanding the process of what their significant other is going through. If there's not resources for the spouse, in my vision, how can full healing begin?
That's Sarah Rice, graduate student in biblical counseling and the wife of an Army veteran. She's partnered with Warrior Set Free of Set Free Ministries to help widen the resources that are being offered. When her husband first came home, he was distant and struggled with alcoholism. She wondered,
what could I do? What should I not be doing? Where is my fault in this? Does he still love me? Am I still significant? You're really kind of just, it's like you're in a dark room and you're trying to find your footing. It's, you know, unfamiliar space, completely unfamiliar territory.
Her footing was found in her relationship with Christ. Pray for the advancement of this program. And if you or your spouse needs help, you'll find the details at missionnews.org. And finally, various situations like politics, war, and more sometimes cause ministries to reevaluate how they do missions. FMI's Bruce Allen says there's a trend that's beginning to catch on.
Since our incorporation back in early 1986, FMI had been ahead of the curve in what's a now growing trend in global Christian missions, and that is to develop partnerships with the national believers inside restrictive or creative access countries. Other organizations that are more focused on sending missionaries from here to go there, wherever there may be. This is a new paradigm that they are beginning to embrace.
Yet this fresh way of doing missions has a lot of benefits.
We're already fortifying people, believers who have been trained, who have theological education, and coming alongside of them because they already know the language. They already understand the culture. They already eat the food. And so it's a real cost-effective and time-effective strategy because these people are ready to hit the ground running. They just need partnership and support to do that.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks actually stop trafficking and terrorism? Well, Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help their national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.